Venerable Master, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Dharma Masters, and all Dharma friends, this is Jin Kai, here to practice speaking to the assembly. Please kindly excuse any errors in anything said that doesn't accord with the Dharma.
师父上人，诸佛菩萨、法师，还有各位法友，这是静开，我今天上台练习跟大家说法，如果有什么错误或是有一些不如法的话，请原谅。
As I watched the recent leaving home ceremony here in the Buddha Hall, I recalled my own leaving the householder's life and entering monastic life. I remember feeling somewhat surprised that I would be even considered as a possible candidate for monastic life, since I was such a newcomer and I didn't know anything at all about Buddhism.
当我看到最近在佛殿出家的仪式时，我想起我自己在离世俗的家，然后进入僧团的经验。我记得我当时有一点惊讶，因为我是一个新来的人，然后完全不了解佛教，竟然可以被考虑参加僧团。
I had come to CGTB in 2002 to study Buddhism and to volunteer in the schools after having a change of heart about working with the U.S. Peace Corps as a volunteer in South America.
我2002年来到万佛圣城来学习佛法，也在学校做义工。这是因为我本来要为美国的和平队去南美洲做一个志愿队员，但是我改变我的主意了。
When I first encountered the Venerable Master's teachings through my good friend, I was overcome with joy and an overriding urgency to learn more of his teachings. So, as I perused these Dharma Talk books and came upon a list of the various DRBA monasteries, I was instantly drawn to Malaysia and spent the next 2 days trying to telephone a monastery listed in Kuala Lumpur. But to no avail, I kept getting a recording stating that the telephone circuits were down and that no calls were going through to Kuala Lumpur.
我通过我的一个好朋友第一次遇见师父上人的教导的时候，我非常的欢喜，也感到一个紧迫感，要很快的学习他其他的教导，所以我就慢慢的开始读他的开示的书，然后就看到了一个法总的寺庙的一个就是知道。就是比较了解法总的寺庙，然后就很快的被马来西亚所吸引，然后下面两天就一直试着要打电话给吉隆坡的其中一个寺庙，但是一直没有办法打通。我一直听到一个录音说这个电话线或是电话系统现在停电，然后大家都打不进去。
That was when I was somehow redirected to telephone CGTB instead to try my luck. This time things went smoothly, and within a few months I arrived at CGTB full of hopes of learning Buddhism, of studying here for a year, and then after a year returning to the world of work and whatever else awaited me.
所以那个时候我就被引到圣城，然后我就打电话给圣城去试试看，一切都很顺利，然后几个月后我就来到圣城，打算学习佛法，在这里待一年，然后一年过后就回去工作。
Much to my surprise, the year came and went, and I had no desire to leave CGTB. Quite the contrary, I had a tremendous urge to enter the monastic life, which only increased with each visit I took to the Buddha Hall.
让我很惊讶的是，这一年，很快的就过了，然后我完全不想要离开，反而我很强烈的想要出家，然后每次我踏进佛殿，我这种感觉就变得更强烈。
I didn't understand the origin of such a powerful wanting to become a nun. I tried to ignore it, I tried to suppress it, but the momentum was so very powerful. This wasn't a part of my plan, I thought. Where is this feeling coming from? What's going on here? I wondered.
我不了解我为什么这么想要出家做比丘尼。我试着去不管他，或是假装他不在，但是这个力量真的非常的厉害。我想说，这不是我打算，我没有做这种打算。这个是什么感觉？这个现在到底在发生什么？
I wanted to understand what was happening to me. Where was this larger than life, newfound idea coming from? So I went to explain my situation to two of the senior nuns and to try to get some answers.
我想要了解，发生的为什么这样子这种事情会发生？这个新的主意是从哪里来的？所以我去跟两位比丘尼，跟他们讲我的情况，然后想要试着去比较了解这个新的感觉。
After all, I knew nothing at all about Buddhism, nothing about monastic life, nothing about the world of the monastery.
因为我完全不了解佛教，完全不了解出家的生活，然后也完全不了解这个在寺庙里面的这个整个世界。
They told me that many people make vows in past lives around pursuing a monastic lifestyle. I had always thought that vows were taken by Catholic or Anglican priests before they joined the clergy. I had never before heard of past life vows. I was baffled but relieved by their words, by their explanation.
他们告诉我说，很多人其实在过去生有发愿，就是说发愿要出家，过出家人的生活。我以前一直想，以为说这种愿是像那个天主教徒或是英国圣公会教徒的神父发的愿，但是我没有听说有过去生发的愿，我其实不懂，但是因为他们所说的话跟他们的解释，我就比较放心了。
This intense feeling of wanting to leave the householder's life continued, but what had originally seemed like a raging, tumultuous current now felt calm and peaceful. I began to feel some relief.
这个想要出家的很强烈的感觉还是持续着，但是本来好像是一个很强烈的波浪，现在变得比较平静，比较祥和。虽然说我还是完全不了解出家的生活，我开始比较放心。
One evening in the Buddha Hall, around the time of the interviews for leaving home, I sat in the evening lecture with a Dharma Lotus Flower Sutra in hand. While the Dharma host was speaking, I became preoccupied.With thoughts of postponing my becoming a nun until a later date, until a more convenient time, I thought.
有一天晚上在佛殿，就是差不多要访问要出家的人的时候，我坐着听经，然后《法华经》就在我的前面，在我的手里，然后台上的人在讲话的时候呢，我开始想说，我可能想要延后我变成比丘尼的这个时候，就延到一个比较 变的时候。
So many things that I needed to get done, and there was not enough time. So I better wait until the next opportunity to leave home, I thought, as I flippantly opened the sutra. My eyes fell on Master Hua's words. If you have...
Okay. 因为我有很多想要做的事情，然后感觉时间不够，所以我想说我最好还是等到下一次可以出家的机会，我想，然后我就随便的打开这本经书，眼睛就看到上人所说的话，就是
The words before my eyes were, if you have the opportunity to leave the home life, you should take hold of that opportunity immediately, were the words on the page in front of me.
他说，如果你有机会出家，你应该很快的把握机会。这个就是在我打开的页上面。
I immediately closed the sutra and reopened it randomly to another section. But again, Master Hua's commentary stated, "You may not have another opportunity to leave the home life again if you postpone it now." I thought, how coincidental! It was as if I was having a silent conversation with the sutra in my hand.
我马上的把经本关上。然后又再打开一次，开到另外一个部分，但是又一次那个上人的讲解上面又说，你如果现在延后的话，你以后不一定会有机会再出家了。我想，怎么这么巧？好像我在跟我手里面的经典在有一个安静的对话。
So again, for the third time, I closed the sutra and made sure to open it to a distinctively different section. And sure enough, there were Master Hua's words again. Not only might you lose the opportunity in this lifetime, his commentary said, but you might not have the chance to leave the home life in future lives.
所以再一次，我第三次把这本经书闭上，然后呢又很小心的在另外一个地方再打开一次，然后呢，上人的话又是说，其实你不只会失去这辈子出家的机会，他说，但是你可能以后，以后的生命也不会有这种出家的机会。
This went on for at least three or four times, with me randomly opening the Lotus Sutra and each time getting a stronger and stronger message about leaving the householder's life. At this point, I realized that this was not mere coincidence, but that I was receiving a strong message.
这发生总共有三四次，我就是随便的打开这个华严经，然后每次就是一直得到一个非常强的讯息，说我应该出家。到了这个时候，我发现这不是凑巧，其实我是在收到一个很强的讯息。
I trusted the Venerable Master's guidance for my life and immediately abandoned my original thoughts of postponement of any kind.
我相信上人给我的生命的关于生命的指导，然后就马上。放下我本来想要延后我出家的这种打算。
That was in the fall of 2005. Time has passed, and I feel that I'm still a beginner, with so much to learn about the Buddha Dharma. I'll need a few more lifetimes to gain any level of adequacy.Anyhow, in the meantime, I just do the best that I can and try to be as mindful as possible, which is often quite a struggle for me.
这是2005年的秋天，时间过得很快，但是我还是觉得我是一个初学者，还有很多需要学的，还有很多关于佛法需要学的，我其实好像还需要好几辈子才可以，好好的学够，然后 在这个时候呢，我就尽量做我可以做的，然后尽量
One of the practices that I began in recent months and which has been helpful in bringing me inner balance is daily recitation of the Universal Door Chapter, the Pu Men Pin. Reciting the Pu Men Pin daily recitation helps to calm my inner world and decrease my anxiety level. After reciting it in the morning, I again recite it in the evening quickly in English before retiring.
每天念普门品让我让我的内心比较平静也不会那么容易紧张然后我每天早上都会念这让我的心里比较平静然后晚上睡觉的时候也念一遍。
Last summer, before my grandmother passed away, she was having a very difficult time letting go. She felt as if she was being tortured, and she would tell me in Creole that she had many invisible visitors, many of whom she felt were torturing her.
去年暑假，我祖母去世之前，她感觉很难放下，因为感觉好像被折磨。然后他会用他的克里奥尔语，就是一种牙买加的特定地区的主要语言，说有很多无形的众生去找他，然后感觉很多在折磨他。
Her cries were agonizing, and her weeping and wailing could be heard from a distance. But after the great compassion mantra, the Dabejo was placed in her room and played continuously. She quieted down immensely and passed away within the next 2 weeks.
她的哭叫声非常的凄惨，很难过，然后她的哭声从很远的距离都可以听得到。但是我们开始在她的房间播放大悲咒的录音之后，她很快的就变得比较安详，然后在两个礼拜之内就去世了。
This calm that the Dabejo bestowed, the calming effect of the Dabejo, left Dabejo, Great Compassion Mantra, left a great impression on my mother, who, although she's not a Buddhist, has not turned off this recording of the Dabejo in her home since then.
播放这个大悲咒的感应给我的母亲一个很深刻的印象，虽然说她不是佛教徒，她是美国圣公会教徒，她还是一直在播放大悲咒。
Years ago, after my mother returned home to the East Coast after visiting me here at CTTB, she told me how healthy she felt after eating pure vegetarian food during her stay here.
几年前，当我母亲来这里，来万佛圣城来看我，然后回到东岸的时候，她跟我说，她在这里吃素的时候，感觉非常的健康。
At the same time, my younger sister had been diagnosed with diabetes, and we were all worried about her.
同时，我的妹妹被诊断为糖尿病患者，然后我们都很为她感觉很忧虑。
Earlier that week, I had read a story in the Vajrabodhi Sea, in which a mother vowed to be a lifetime vegetarian, if Guanyin Bodhisattva would restore her child's health. I told my mom this story and asked her if she wanted to try to do the same as that mother, to ask Guanyin to heal my sister of diabetes and to promise to be a lifetime vegetarian in return.
我那个礼拜在金刚菩提海上面读到一个故事，就是说一个母亲为了让她的孩子恢复健康，她就发愿说会就是整个生命会吃素，如果观世音菩萨可以帮助她的话。然后我就告诉我的母亲这个故事，然后问问她要不要为我的妹妹做同样的事情，就是祈求观音治她的病。
I told her that I wasn't sure if it would work. It might not work, I thought, because it's just a story I read. But if she wanted to, she could just experiment to see what happens. And so she agreed to do this.
我告诉她说我不知道这会不会真的有效，不一定，但是她如果想要的话可以试着看看看怎么样。
So she asked Guanyin Bodhisattva to help my sister to recover from diabetes and to continue, and she continued to eat vegetarian food. A month later, when my sister went for her medical checkup, the doctors apologized and said that there was some mistake and that the current test results showed that she had no sign of diabetes.
她同意这样子做，就是祈求观音帮助我的妹妹，然后就只吃素。一个月后，我的妹妹去看医生的时候，医生就跟她道歉，说他们应该是看错了。现在她的那个，现在她应该是没有糖尿病。
I think that my mom believed the doctors that they really did make a mistake in their diagnosis. I too was skeptical at first, but as time goes by, I have heard so many inspiring and magical stories and testimonials from people who have received miraculous help.
我觉得我的母亲相信这些医生，就是说他们诊断有错误。我本来也是不太相信，但是时间一直在过，时间过后，我听过很多这些非常，好像不可思议的故事，就是会得到佛菩萨的帮助。
阿弥陀佛，
阿弥陀佛。